Part 3. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what is said in each conversation. You must select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each conversation will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Finally! I've been waiting for this shipment of fabric for nearly a month. I was beginning to think it would never arrive. Now I can get on with the dresses I'm making for Jayford's department store.
That's a relief. The store has been calling every day about those dresses. What took it so long to get here?
I don't know. Maybe it took a while to clear customs.
No, look, they got the address wrong. No wonder it took so long.
Number 41. What was the man waiting for? Number 42. Who has been calling every day? Number 43. Why did it take so long? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Dean. You've been working on that same machine for a week. Do you think you can fix it? Maybe we should just replace it?
I'm not ready to give up yet, but this is the most complicated repair job I've ever had to do. I'm having trouble reconnecting some of the wires, but I think I'll get it done before the end of the day.
Well, I'm glad I just use computers and don't have to fix them.
Number 44. What is the man doing? Number 45. Why is the woman surprised? Number 46. When does the man expect to finish? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Oh no, I don't have much cash on me. I thought I had more than this. Would you take a check instead?
Yes, certainly. We accept personal checks provided they are accompanied with two forms of ID, including a driver's license. So as long as you have ID, I can take a check.
Well, I don't drive, so I can't show you a driver's license. Would my passport work instead?
That would do just fine.
Number 47. What is the woman's problem? Number 48. How does the woman want to pay? Number 49. What does the woman need to show the clerk? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I noticed on the timesheet that you are coming in tomorrow, but it's a national holiday. Why are you coming in to work?
Well, I don't really want to, but I'd like to get some cleaning and reorganizing done. I seem to have let things really pile up lately. I need to get on top of things.
That's very admirable. I should come in too. I've got a huge backlog of orders to work on. But I'm going to enjoy having the day off.
Number 50. According to the woman, what is special about tomorrow? Number 51. Why will the man go to work? Number 52. What is the woman going to do tomorrow? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I can't believe I overslept. It looks as though I'm going to be late for work again. I'm going to get into so much trouble. It's the third time this month.
It's only 8:30. You can make it if you hurry.
No way. I don't think I can get there in half an hour in rush hour traffic. My boss is going to kill me.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll get there in time.
Number 53. Why is the man worried? Number 54. How long does he have to get to work? Number 55. What does the woman think? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, but is there a phone here I could use? I really need to make a phone call, but the battery on my cell phone is dead.
Well, there's a pay phone, but that's been out of order for the past couple of days. Try the shop next door. I'm sure they have a pay phone.
I did, but theirs is broken too. Could I possibly borrow your cell phone?
I'm sorry, but I never lend it to customers.
Number 56. What is the man looking for? Number 57. Which store has a broken payphone? Number 58. What does the woman say about her cell phone? Go on to the next page. Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but I know that you live near me, and I was wondering how you get to and from work.
I take the bus on Mondays and Tuesdays, but my brother drives me the rest of the week.
I see. I was wondering why I never see you on the subway.
Well, the bus is a little cheaper than the subway, and my brother works a couple of blocks from here.
Number 59. Where does the man live? Number 60. Who brings the woman to work 3 days a week? Number 61. Why doesn't the woman take the subway? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
You've been slaving away for hours. You didn't take a lunch break, did you? John and I are going for coffee, and I wondered if you'd care to join us.
I'd like to, but I'm expecting an important phone call. I've been waiting all day, and I don't dare leave my desk in case I miss it.
In that case, would you like us to bring something back for you?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd love a large coffee and a blueberry muffin.
Number 62. Where is the man going? Number 63. Why can't the woman go with them? Number 64. Which of the following does the woman want? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Have you seen the proposed designs for the Tanaka Corporation headquarters in Singapore? I think it is going to look great. Amy and Hank have done a really good job.
Yeah, but it looks as though they will have to make a few structural changes. The chief engineer found a few flaws.
Oh, I hope they won't have to change the shape of the building too much. I really like the way it looks like a ship.
Well, it is certainly appropriate for a shipping company.
Number 65. What are the man and woman discussing? Number 66. Why will Amy and Hank have to make some changes? Number 67. What kind of company do the man and woman probably work for? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Is it true what I've heard about the personnel department? I can't believe it.
Well, what have you heard? You know I'm always the last to hear the latest gossip.
I heard that the manager of the personnel department has been fired, and they are going to reassign all the other personnel department employees to other departments.
From what I've heard, he's leaving because he was headhunted by another company, and I think you spend too much time listening to gossip around the water cooler.
Number 68. What has the man heard about the personnel department? Number 69. According to the woman, why is the personnel manager leaving? Number 70. What is the woman's opinion of the man? Go on to the next page.